Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And I am the pastor of newvisionforlife.com. Yes, that's right, newvisionforlife.com. Yes, and I want to welcome you here with us this morning. Our co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes, is not with us this morning, but she asked me to give you her love. So we want to say to you this morning that love is shared over the air to you, sent to you by Minister, Tabika Garnes. Amen, amen, amen. It seems like it's been a moment since I've been here. I do believe I was out of town last week, and Minister Garnes, Tabika, took over the line, and she did a wonderful, wonderful job. I did hear the show, and I believe it was with Ministers Brian and Sabrina DeShazzo. It was with them and dealing with the couples ministry at our church, and they were absolutely phenomenal. They were phenomenal. I had people calling me and asking me, when were we going to do part two? So that will come up soon. That will come up soon. We will get them back on the air. So let me do my good morning shout out. Good morning to Joyce. Good morning to Joyce Richardson, Tamika's mother. God bless you, my love. It's always, always so good to see you. And to Tamika Shelton, God bless you, woman of God. I pray blessings over your life as well. To Deacon Thomas Farr, always a pleasure to see and to know that he's in the house. And remember, he has his show, Issues Christian Men Talk. I cannot encourage you enough. I will not stop telling you to be sure to get the men in your life on that show or there to listen to it. And listen, women, don't just get them to listen to it. You need to listen to it too, because this is how we find out what is on the heart of our men and the instructions and directions that they have been given or that they're going in. So it will help us in our relationships. So I encourage you, I truly, truly encourage you to listen to the show as well. So to Prophetess Dorn, to Isaiah in Chicago, Isaiah in Pennsylvania, to the Crawfords in North Carolina, you know, to all of you that call in on a regular basis, God bless you. To Prophetess Kim here in Maryland, you know, just God bless you all. I can't remember all of the names, but, you know, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Now, also, I did hear that some people are having some trouble getting on. And, that some people are having some trouble getting on. And I need to check in real quick with our guest, because I was talking to her 3 minutes before the show started, and she's not here right now, and I don't know if she's having some trouble getting on. So if you would just bear with me, I wish I had some music here to play for you, but I do need to try to reach the woman of God to see if she is here. So, okay, thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. How are you?
Praise the Lord, Apostle. How are you?
And bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just want to call in
and if he would give us an update on what's going on with your ministry, I try to text my sister and see what's happening. I would really appreciate it. Can you hear me, Deacon?
No.
Okay. All righty. Say something again so I know I got you on here clearly.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now. Excellent. Excellent.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to wish you a happy birthday. It's your birthday this week. I just wanted to call it and all like that.
Amen. Amen. It certainly was. On Wednesday. Yes, sir. It was.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you shared about my radio show. If you would, I'll share with the audience so they can call in and give them the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, it's Issues Christian Men's Talk, and we meet and we call. I'm live on Saturday mornings. It's just Saturday morning. I switched over. But we're live at 9 a.m. on Saturdays, live on Monday nights at 8 p.m., and on Thursdays at 8 p.m. You can call the number is 646-668-2636. And this month, in the month of coming up in July, because this is the end of the month, but in July, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things in the men's life. We're going to talk to encourage them in being deliverance from lust and pornography and some of those things. You know, because it's sometimes the way the culture is set up, especially for young men in marriage, you know, depending where you came from, because we're going to talk about real issues about sexual and lust and how we deal with it, even married, unmarried, and how the single man stands, because in this culture, you know, we still, and even in the church, we still, we struggle in that area. So that in the month of July, we're going to be talking about that, and a couple of brothers lined up to discuss that. Be part of that discussion. We encourage you to call in, and again, you can reach us at Issues Christian Men's Talk. We're on Facebook there. We also you can reach out to us there, and you know, be part of the show, listen to the show, put in questions. We also post men's events in the area, local in Maryland, D.C. area, and then we also do devotional roundtable. So I encourage you. I appreciate your support and it's putting spreading the word. And just let folk out there know, and their mothers and wives and aunties and grandmothers, just to encourage them. And, you know, they may not call in live, but they can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com, Deacon Thomas Farr, and listen to the archive. We've been going for about 3-4 years now, and there's an archive of all of our past shows. And we just touch upon the things and give encouragement to the brothers and just in their Christian walk and the things they deal with leading in the home and the family and in the community. And Apostle, I thank you for just continue to support that every time. And to my listening, it seemed like you mentioned me, so I'm you know, on Facebook. So I appreciate that. Amen.
Amen. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, it's not everybody that you can support or, you know, give accolades to, or whatever the case may be, but you definitely are a man of integrity and a man that is helping the kingdom of God by helping the men, you know, that love the Lord, those that are coming to love the Lord, those who don't know Him yet, but will get to know Him through the teachings that you share. And I know you've been a blessing to New Vision for Life, you know, for our men. So it is an honor. It is an honor to promote your show, I'm telling you. I'm glad there's something out there for our brothers. I am so glad. So thank you so very
Amen.
Much. Thank you. Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
You.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, y'all, I just spoke with my guest today, bless her heart, and she resides in New Jersey, and she very politely told her networking group, and she thought herself that the show began at 10 o'clock this morning instead of 9. So I told her to go ahead and take a few minutes and go ahead and give her people a call and let them know that it is 9 o'clock so they can get on to support her, and then she will be calling back in. In the meantime, if I can find this, in the meantime, I wanted to share with you the prophetic word for the day. I get one every day from this prophetic ministry that I am attached to, that I take some lessons from, classes from. And I praise God. Just one moment, just a moment here. Okay. Lord Jesus. Oh, gosh. Now she's just a moment. I have to send her the number to call in. She said she wrote the number down wrong. I tell you, this is going to be something today. This is going to be something today. Okay. Let's see. So let's see, 657-383-0982. Okay, I just sent it. So we got that right. Okay. Bless the Lord. Live on the air. Live and on the air. Amen. Amen. One moment, beloved. All righty. So Let me go forth here and read the prophetic word for the day. Let me give you that. Whew. It's entitled, Step Out in Faith. Take those steps of faith, my child, for I have ordered your steps, and when you trust me, even the water will carry you. Do not look at your circumstances, but look to me. Keep your eyes on me and allow me to bring you to places you have never seen before or you have never been before. Allow me to lead you on a high path where you have never been on. Allow me to show you great and mighty things, for there is so much I have in store for you, and there is so much I want to show you. There is so much I want you to know. Come on this journey with me, my child. Let me get you excited for the things that are about to come. Allow me to show you that you are the light of this world, for that is what I have called you to be. Take my hand and step out. Do not be afraid of the next step, but look forward to it with great expectation, because I am God who loves you and who gives you what you need. I am God who wants your best, and I would not give you anything that would harm you. So today, take this step of faith and allow me to show you those great and mighty things. Amen. Amen. So that is the prophetic word for the day. That is the prophetic word for the day. And I'm sure there are other prophets giving word, there are other, you know, ministers that are able to give a word from the Lord. And that is the word that this group sent out today, step out in faith. And so we are trusting God, truly, truly trusting him. For all that he has, for all that he has. Praise God. All right, beloved, all righty. Again, remember, my loves, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So that's what I want you to do today. No matter what your circumstance is, rejoice in the Lord. It doesn't mean rejoice in your situation or about the situation, but rejoice in him. Rejoice. Let him know that you are so happy that you have another day in which to accomplish your assignment. Amen. Praise be unto God. Now to Pastor Johnson, darling, press 1 on your keypad so that I can bring you in. Praise be unto God. Thank you so very much. Praise be unto God. Amen. So now, today, beloved, we have a guest with us today, and her name is Pastor Roslyn Renee Johnson. That's right, I gave her full name, Roslyn Renee Johnson, and I am so glad to have her here with us today. I had the privilege of meeting Pastor Roslyn several years ago through our General Assembly, and overseer and her covering in the ministry is Apostle Janine Griffin, who is also, she and I and our late Apostle Trout, we were the founders heading up our General Assembly. And let me say, y'all, I apologize. We have prayed this morning. I'm expecting a total release in my throat area. I have been talking so much that, excuse me, that I'm having a little bit of issue here. But I, you see, but means that I cancel all of that I just said. God is able, God is willing. We have prayed, and my throat is healed. My throat is healed in the name of Jesus. So I thank you as you bear with me through this period. So as I was saying, we met at our General Assembly for Covenant on the Rock. That's how we met. We've stayed in touch with each other over the years. The last, what, 3 or 4 years. I'm not exactly sure how long it's been, but it's been a while. And I find her to be an honorable, trustworthy woman of God, a woman that loves the Lord, a woman who is walking in what God has assigned her to walk in, what he's called her to walk in. And remember, I just read the prophetic word today, which was step out on faith. Step out on faith. And this is a woman of God that is taking steps, even today, by faith. She's taking steps by faith. So we want to bring her on and let her share with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Roslyn. How are you, dear?
Good morning, Apostle, and thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. Good morning, everyone.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are so glad to have you here with us. And, you know, it's the little things that get in the way that try to hinder what it is that God would have us to do. But we know that greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. Glory be to God.
Amen, amen. So, darling, could you give us a little introduction about yourself? Tell us about you.
Amen. Well, as Apostle said, my name is Pastor Roslyn Johnson, Renee, for those who know me from school and from the Pennsylvania area. Woohoo! Shout out to Philadelphia. Yes. yes, I've been saved, or I made the confession of faith at a very early age. I was about 8 years old. I went to a Baptist church where the pastor would end the sermon each day with, "If the Lord was to come back today, would you be ready? Do you know where your soul would rest if the Lord came back today?" And, you know, we went to church because we had to. However, I knew that I believed what the man of God was teaching. I believed that there was a God. I believed in his word, and I loved him. So I walked up. I was about 8 years old, and I made the confession of faith, and they took me to a back room, and they explained to me salvation and Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, and that he rose on the third day, and they kept asking me over and over. They said, "Are you sure you know what you're doing?" I said, "Yeah." And they kept saying, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And I said, "Yes, I do want to do this. I know what I'm doing." But glory be to God, I accepted the Lord at the tender age of 8. I didn't really surrender my heart completely to the Lord until I was about 16 years old. And I will be 31 next Sunday. Glory be to God. But it's been a glorious walk, and I just give God the honor and glory. I'm an artist. I've had the profound honor to work in every area of the arts. I started off as a visual artist, and then I worked as a musician, a vocalist, and I wrote songs, and I finally landed and have settled myself on dance and performing and dancing with various companies in the Philadelphia area, as well as pastoring and leading God's people. So that's what I do.
Amen, amen, amen. And folks, let me say this. When she said she settled in on dancing, if you want to see the word of God in motion, you need to see this young woman dance. I'm telling you, she brings the word alive. Her interpreting any song that she's dancing to and putting it to dance, it is absolutely a prophetic ministry all in its own. The movements, you know, how defined they are, and it is awesome to see it. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. So if you hear of her anywhere that's near your area that you can get to in her performing, something that she orchestrated, I encourage you to get to it as soon as it is coming on. It's marvelous. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. You will not
be disappointed. Wow, thank you. Thank you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
You have blessed us every time we saw you dance. You have blessed us. And it's something that we talk about over and over again. We talk about it. We've seen many dance ministers and ministries. We've seen many of them. And there are those that are good, and praise be unto God, they are good. There are those that are anointed, and thank God for the anointing. And then there are those that are great, you know, and thank God for those. And yours happens to be anointed, great, good, inspiring. You really bless us. I thank the Lord for it. Amen. Amen.
Apostle?
Yes, honey.
May I share a short testimony?
Sure.
Okay. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, as she was talking, I just felt led to share my testimony briefly. Yes, everything that all of us have received, most of us have received it supernaturally, but I give God the honor and the glory. Everything that I have received was given to me through him. I could not do it in my own strength. But I just wanted to share briefly, I started dancing at a very, very late age for a professional dancer, and that was about 19 or 20 years old. I started dancing when I was in college. You know, I had danced before then, but I hadn't danced classically. I hadn't had any prior training or any classical training at all, which is pretty unheard of for most professional dancers. Most dancers who dance professionally now have been dancing, if not all their lives, since about the age of 5, earliest maybe like 16. But I started dancing while I was in college. I had been studying a West African dance technique called Mfundala by founder Mama Karamu Welsh. And I had went to my teacher and I said, listen, I really want to continue my studies in African dance. And I said, are there any other genres in dance that I can study? So he had referred me. He said, well, there's one other technique. It's called Dunham, under the great Miss Catherine Dunham. And it's taught by Kim Barris-Bailey, who we know is the artistic director at Philadingo in Philadelphia. And me, not knowing who she was, not knowing anything about dance, I was like, okay. So I went to her and I asked her permission to take her class. And she said, sure. I had no training. It was the hardest. It was the hardest time in my life, but the most fulfilling. During that time, because in order for me to get through the class, if anybody has seen Philodenko perform, I mean, they're phenomenal, phenomenal, top-notch dancers, and she's a top-notch instructor and danced with them as well for many, many years. But it was a great challenge, and through that, I had the blessed and supernatural opportunity to study ballet, to study jazz, to study modern, Horton, Graham. I got to study all these techniques hypothetically for free. I was not in the dance department. I was not a dance major. People thought I was a dance major, but I wasn't. I was actually a theater major. And that was only God, because you're not allowed to do things like that. But God supernaturally opened the door to allow me to be able to do that. And I give him glory that I'm still dancing today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. What God has for you, it is for you. It is for you. And he will open doors that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. And so thank God for the divine leading of your teacher that recommended you to go to her, and that she received you, and that you followed through. No accident,
Amen.
No coincidence. Divine connection by God. Divine connection.
Amen.
And you wear it well. So you make God proud, you make your professor proud, and I just thank God for what you do in the ministry. I truly thank God for what you do. Amen.
Amen.
Now, with that being said, I would love for you to tell us about your ministry. Aliyah.
You said it right.
You can tell people what we're laughing about as well. Go ahead, Alan.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes, Apostle had called me a little earlier, and she said, now, how do you pronounce the name of your school? So I was telling her, it's Aliyah. And I said, like Aliyah Oxen Free. So we were laughing about that. But yes. To God be the glory. The Lord laid the vision of the school in my heart many years ago, and he gave it to me in the form of a dream. And he often gives me dreams. So I woke up, I wrote it down, I saw that it was significant and important. And what he showed me in the dream was an art school that encompassed all the arts, but also had a specialized program to work with students with disabilities. So I give God the honor and the glory for my mentor, Apostle Jeanine Griffin, and also my spiritual covering, pushing me and giving me the tools that I needed to bring this vision to life. But essentially, Aliyah School of Art is a nonprofit art school. We are impacting our community socially, emotionally, and spiritually through arts and education. We have three branches. Our first branch is Aliyah School of Art, which handles the Institution of Education in the Arts, covering all disciplines, that's visual arts, music, theater, and dance. Our second branch is Aliyah School of Art and Therapy. We primarily work with the deaf, the blind, and the autistic. We're providing adapted classrooms, curriculum, and arts therapy to service their specialized needs. And our third branch is our Multicultural Family Support Center. Our approach and our overall mission is a holistic one. And we know in order to impact children's lives, we need to impact the household, the parents, the adults as well. So we seek to cater to children and adults and parents. We provide specialized classes outside the realms of art to support these adults and parents in the form of ESL classes. We have a job placement program, healthy eating and living seminars, business training, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow, that is a full, jam-packed school. I mean, they can find whatever they need in the field of the arts there, and all of the other things there that you said that you offered. I mean, that's a lot. That is a lot. So it's well-rounded. It is well-rounded. And praise God. Thank God for the vision and your mentor, that helped to push you forward and for this to come to pass. I do thank the Lord for it. Amen. So the summer program that you have? Can you give us some information about that?
Sure, absolutely. So we have a very exciting opportunity available. If you know any children in the Gloucester County, South Jersey area, Camden County, Gloucester County, or South Philadelphia area, we have a program that we will be offering in Paulsboro, New Jersey. That's right off of exit 19 when you get on Highway 295 in New Jersey, only about 15, 20 minutes from Philadelphia. And it's a performing arts training program. We are training the children in voice, dance, and theater. It's a 6-week program. It starts not this week, but next week, July the 9th through August the 17th. The children receive training every day in theater, dance, and voice. The program ends with a public performance for family and friends. And once, like I said, everything we do, our curriculum, we seek to make it holistic. So we're not only training children to become great artists, but we also want them to have character, strength, and integrity. So a part of our program, the children dedicate one day a week to volunteering in the community. We also have speakers coming out. We have our police chief coming out and fire marshal coming out, and they'll be talking to us about different things. We're trying to bridge the gap between our police and our youth, our inner city youth, as well as, you know, work with different aspects in the community in that way. We have water games. The children will be fed every day. It's all included in the tuition. They get breakfast, lunch, a morning and afternoon snack. And it's an 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. program, so Monday through Friday. So if you're interested, if you have any children, we would like to extend that to you. It's going to be an awesome time.
Amen. Amen. Folks, I encourage you. You know, our program reaches out to many different states, you know, all over the place. And I encourage you, if you're in a state where your child can't go, but you have friends and or relatives that may be near where she's speaking of or in the area that she's speaking of, I want you to please recommend the program. And so, which is a good place right now, beloved, could you tell us how we can reach you for the program?
Sure, absolutely. Excuse me one second. So we have a website. You can visit us online. Our website is www.aliahschoolofart.com. That's A-L-I-Y-A-H, School of Art, art is singular, .com. Once again, that's A-L-I-Y-A-H, schoolofart.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. Our number here, if you need to reach us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, is 267-341-8325. We also have an email address. You can email us. You can mail us if you need to. Our address here is P.O. Box 394, and that's in Paulsboro, New Jersey. That's 08066. But once again, if you need any of this information, you can always check us out online. If you type us in, we should come up right underneath the Art Institute. So feel free to reach out to us anytime.
Amen, amen. And what is the age range on your students?
Sure, absolutely. I forgot to mention that. So this program, summer program that we are offering, are for grades K through 12. So we're accepting all children of all ages, K through 12. That's 5 to 18.
Okay, all righty. Now, in most summer programs, they have, you know, besides what's being taught there in the school, they have field trips, you know, things that the children can do outside of what the school specifically is there for. What do you have going on as far as field trips? What have you planned for this year?
Absolutely. So, I'm really excited. What makes this program really great and unique is that we have had the blessed opportunity and fortunate opportunity to connect with a lot of agencies outside of our school. This year, each week, the students take a field trip, and each week, the students take part in what we call our artist-to-artist talk-back series, where a professional artist in a various genre of art comes out to the program to speak to the children, to tell them a little bit about what they do, demonstrate what they do, and the children have an opportunity to talk to them and ask them questions and also see what it might look like to have an opportunity to work or to utilize the arts as a career. Let me tell you a little bit about that. Some of our field trips that we had planned this year, we're getting to see Ballet X. Yay! If you guys have never heard of Ballet X, you need to check them out. They're just like it sounds, ballet and the the letter X. You can check them out online. They're based out of the Philadelphia area, but they are wonderful, top-notch, incredible ballet dancers from all across the nation making up their company, and they have graciously opened their doors to us. We're getting to go and see their dress rehearsal, and we also have an opportunity behind the scenes to talk to their dancers and their artistic team and ask them questions. So that's a really big deal. My alma mater, University of Arts. But anyway, we also are getting to go to the Kimmel Center. They have a youth program, and we're going to the Kimmel Center to see one of their shows. We have a photo shoot, a professional photo shoot scheduled for the children. They're going to get to go to the Hill Theater in Paulsboro, New Jersey, under John Bersicelli, and he has opened his doors, and the kids will get to have an artist photo shoot there. And this is all included in the package. We're ending the program with a pool / pizza party, and we also have a jam session that's scheduled. For those of you who don't know, a jam session is basically when artists get together and they just kind of freestyle. So somebody might start playing a tune, somebody might start dancing, somebody might start singing. We have a group of professional artists who have volunteered their time to meet with our kids, and we're going to have a jam. The children are going to have an opportunity to have a jam session with professional artists. Let me talk to you guys a little bit about our artist-to-artist talkback series. We have various professional artists who are coming out gracious to share their time with our children. Some of the artists that we have coming out are Jesse Jones. He's been traveling all over the nation and the world as a theater artist. He dances as well as sings and performs, and you can often see him at the Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia. We have Miss Kathy Simpson coming out. She also is an actress, amazing actress with an incredible history and has done so much all over the nation. We have Devin Taylor coming out. He is a musician. He plays the drums, but he's also a videographer and producer. So he's coming out to speak with us. We have Miss Jeanette Berry, who is an amazing vocalist in the Philadelphia area. She has her group called the Soul Nerds, and they're coming. She's coming out to speak to us about what she does. And we have Sonny, the host, Apostle Janine's son. He's a producer as well as a musician. He also hosts a series of events. You can see him all over Philadelphia doing all kinds of events. He'll be coming out to talk to us. So we're really, really excited. This is a great opportunity. There's not a whole lot of programs that are offering these types of the opportunity to do this for our community.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I don't know about anybody else, but right now I just would like to shift my address to the Philadelphia area so that I could be close enough to attend. So look, I not only have to change my address, I've got to tell a fib about my age. This sounds so good. Power packed, loads of information, loads of activity, and I love you know, our ministry name is New Vision for Life. And I could see how your students would be able to get a new vision for life, you know, what their potential is, where there is for them to grow to, something for them to aspire to. No matter what their present conditions are, they could achieve a new vision for life through this program. And I'm just like, my goodness, this is awesome. This is awesome. I don't know how, well, I know it was through God, but to develop something, you know, and to have the tenacity to research and to go to the people and ask, you know, can we partner, and how they graciously have said yes to you. So we want to give God the glory and the honor for doing this. I'm excited. I am excited.
Glory to God. I'm excited too.
Amen and amen. Well, folks, at this moment, let me say that you are listening to Apostle Etta Banks here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And today my guest is Pastor Renee Johnson, and from Alia School of the Art. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
And we praise God for that. And let me ask you one other question, beloved. Oh, by the way, y'all, if any of you have any questions that you would like to ask Pastor Johnson, please be sure to press 1 on your keypad and go ahead and ask the question. You know how we do here. You know, remember, heart to heart, your heart to hers, to mine, to God's. Heart to heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Now, a question that I did want to ask you, beloved, is you said earlier on that you wanted to work with children with special needs. And so the question would be, this summer program that you have, is it for children with special needs only? Is this open to everyone from K, whatever, to 12? Touch on that for me for a moment, please.
Sure, absolutely. So this program is for all children, grade child who has special needs, by all means. They are welcome as well. We can make the necessary accommodations depending on what their needs are. But this program is open to all children. Whosoever will, let them come.
Amen, amen, amen. And now take me back to when you got the vision of the school or your dance ministry where you wanted to work with children of special needs. What brought that on? What brought that on?
Sure. So I've been working in the public school. Amen, amen. Yes, I get it, Apostle. I've been working in the public school district or public school system for a little over 10 years. I work in various positions. I'm bilingual. I speak Spanish. So I've worked in bilingual positions. I've worked in special education positions. I worked 1 year as a literacy intervention specialist. But one of the things that I saw as I worked, I was in the process of receiving my teacher certification. So I would work in short-term or long-term positions while I was fulfilling that process. And so I got an opportunity to work in a lot of different schools and a lot of different districts. And one of the things that I saw, especially in our inner city district, is that there is a grave lack and there's a great need in the area of children who have various disabilities. One thing that you will see that is not talked about often is that a lot of times, especially in our inner cities, we may have children who may only have a behavioral disability. And by behavioral disability, that just means that the child just needs to be addressed to know that there are standards and that there are repercussions for their actions. In order to address that, unfortunately, you know, when children come to school, they're supposed to be coming to school to be educated. It's not particularly the teacher's job to discipline your child and to deal with behavior issues. That's really the job and the responsibility of the parents at home. But unfortunately, because of the climate of the generation that we're dealing with in this day and age, we just have a lot of parents who just didn't know. Maybe they were young. You know, we have a lot of parents that maybe were children themselves when they had a child, and maybe they just didn't know. You know, the Bible says our people perish because of lack of knowledge. And we have some children that need behaviors that need to be addressed. And you'll find that in a lot of inner city districts, as opposed to, first of all, it costs a lot of money. And it's really to address behavior is one-to-one. That's why, you know, I really believe that God has really ordained us and called us to do that at home because it takes time. It takes energy. But instead of them giving the children the tools that they need, they'll just put them in an MD classroom. And that's not – and by MD, I mean medical disabilities classroom. And that's not really where they need to be. They need to be in a classroom that's going to address behavior, where you have the support, where you can put somebody with them one-to-one, and really pour into that child and give that child the support and the confidence that they need to be able to look at what the root of the problem is. And then you have your children who may really have a medical disability. You know, maybe they have autism or which one thing that I found by working with children with disabilities is that there's so many different levels, and there's some children who are sharp. They are sharp as a tack. And just a lot of times with autism, it doesn't mean that the child can't function, that they can't think or they can't do that. It doesn't mean that at all. A lot of times the major issue is just their socialization, how they socialize with other people. So then you'll have classrooms where, you know, children are getting overlooked or there's not enough help. Or for me, the catalyst for me, what really impacted me was when I worked in a position. I was having some issues getting my certification, and I was constantly being bounced around from position to position. So I took a permanent position as a paraprofessional while I was completing my process. And I had the blessed opportunity to work in an empty classroom. It was specifically for children with autism. And I had a child that was assigned to me. He did not speak, and he did not eat. All he ate was cereal, and his parents could not get him to eat anything else. We had a specialist, a behavioral specialist, come in, an awesome woman. Her name is Jen Bestoff. She works with Interactive Kids. If you guys need any help in the New Jersey area, please check out Interactive Kids. They are awesome. And she came in. She trained us. They have an ABA program. ABA stands for Applied Behavioral Analysis. Basically, it's a program that looks at positive reinforcement. It looks at really, you know, evaluating the student and getting down to what is the root of the problem. Anytime, even as ourselves, as adults, anytime there's a behavior or a behavior that's persisting, there's a root to that behavior. It could be attention. It could be that you're wanting something. It could be a need. But a lot of times we overlook what the root of the behavior is, and therefore we're not able to adequately address it. But anyway, to make a long story short, because I could go on and on and on, she trained me in ABA, and I worked with the child. And when the child left the program, he was talking, he was responding, and he was eating everything. So I saw that there are tools that can adequately help and service our children if they're applied correctly, that it's not a lost cause. We just have to address it adequately. And because of that, because there's such a great need, not just in the inner city, but all across the board, that's what really was the catalyst to put that passion and desire in me to work with children with disabilities.
Amen. Amen. Awesome, awesome testimony. That is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, beloved, I'm sure there are many that are excuse me, I am so sorry. I am sure that there are many that are wondering what is the cost of your program.
Yes, you know, I was thinking, I was like, I probably should have said that first, but yes. So for all of you who are listening in, and for anyone who may know any children that who are interested, who may be in our area, the program actually costs $750 for the 6 weeks, but we are sending a special discount to all heart-to-heart listeners. You can just refer this, and we will gladly extend this $380.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Now,
you want to be
that, are there any, amen. And I thank you for giving our listeners the discount. I thank you for that. Are there any scholarships or payment assistance plans with the program?
Yes. So if you mention heart to heart, or if you know somebody in the area and you tell them, hey, listen, just tell them, mention heart to heart. We have some vacancies available, and we want to fill the program and give as many children as possible this opportunity to take part in this program. So by all means, share it to your friends and family, whoever you know, and we will gladly take them. We can extend the scholarship, which would bring their final balance to $380. I have to say briefly and give thanks for we received a tremendous feedback and support from the community. I think ShopRite, I think Bryce McFoley Funeral Home, Weiss True Value, I think Ms. Kathy Vespi, Ms. Barbara Madison, Lou Ambrose, and so on and so forth. We had tremendous support from our community to donate into this program, and therefore we are able to extend these funds to children. However, we have some vacancies. So we gave out some funds, and now we have all these funds. So please send the kids. We can extend these funds to their tuition program. That's less. That's about $66 a week. Super, super cheap for 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. service. I don't think it gets any better than that. And, of course, there are payment plans. We ask for a down deposit, and then from then on you will pay your remaining balance weekly. So, yes, that's what we have available.
Amen, amen, amen. And it's good to hear that we don't have to be or have our children participate in the program in order for us to donate to the program. So I know you went to these different businesses and all, but how could my listeners be a blessing to your program?
Absolutely. Let me talk about that. Yes, by all means, if for some reason you're not in our area, but you're still touched by our vision and you would like to give, the area that we serve or the area that we're serving primarily, we have a lot of students that deal with homelessness, and we also have a lot of children who lack opportunities of things to do in the summer. You'll find a lot of kids walking around. So this is our chance to reach in and provide a need for children who may not have anywhere to go or may not be able to afford where to go. If you'd like to give to our program, you can do so online. You can also mail us a check if you need to be. We are a nonprofit, so all of your donations are tax deductible. And let me tell you how to do so online. If you go to our website, which is aliaschoolofart.com, at the top of the home, there's a tab that says sponsorship. If you click on the sponsorship, it says, I would like to sponsor a child or make a monetary donation. You can click on that tab and you can make a secured donation through our PayPal account to our school. Like I said, it will be recorded and it will be tax deductible, so we can send you that form at the end of the year so you can write that off. Or you can also mail us a donation if you'd like. Once again, our address here is P.O. Box 394. That's P.O. Box 394. And we're in Paulsboro, New Jersey. That's P-A-U-L-S-B-O-R-O in New Jersey. Our zip code here is 08066. I'll say that one more time, 08066. So you can give virtually, and like I said, we can you can also write that off because it will be tax deductible. And we thank you in advance for making your love offering.
Amen, amen, amen. Let me ask you this. Do you do dance workshops? I know we've talked, you know, about the summer program and the school itself. Do you also have workshops, you know, that are whether they're a weekend long or a couple of weeks or something like that? Do you do that as well?
Absolutely, Apostle. So I'm blessed and I'm fortunate. We do have a liturgical program here at our school. And by liturgical, that just means anything dealing with liturgy or praise. So we do have a praise dance and a prophetic dance program. And I'm available to teach at any time. You can always reach out to me. I give seminars. I give prophetic dance seminars and workshops. They last about an hour to hour and a half to 2 hours long. And, yes, I'm always honored to go and visit various conferences and schools to share what God has downloaded to me and just help people go deeper in their understanding of the prophetic and their understanding of dance as a worship tool. So, yes, Apostle, we do, and they can contact me through the website. They can give me a call. They can shoot us an email anytime, and we can discuss that further for anybody who might be interested.
Amen. I'm going to have to get you in Baltimore to do a workshop here with prophetic dance. I'm definitely going to have to get you to Baltimore, beloved. Truly, truly, truly.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful. I am excited, darling. I am truly excited about what God is doing in your life and doing through you. And I'm looking forward to the many testimonies that will come out of this, to the many testimonies, Pastor. It's wonderful to see people walking in what they have been called to do. And they are completing the assignment that God has put before them. And I get excited by that because, you know, that's what our ministry is supposed to help people do. We want to empower them to identify, understand, and then activate their God-given purpose. And you are walking in your purpose. And I praise God. I praise God for this. I truly praise God for you. All right, folks and friends, you are listening to Apostle Etta Banks at, I started to say New Vision for Life, but I am. But you're listening to Apostle Etta Banks here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And we thank God for that. And with our guest, Pastor Roslyn Renee Johnson. Roslyn Renee Johnson, who so graciously shared her program with us, and it's in the Philadelphia area. And again, you know, I implore you all, you know somebody, tell them to get a hold of the woman of God. Her website, again, is www.aliaschoolofart.com. So you want to be sure to go to the website, get the information, and make your donations. Just do whatever you can to support this program, because it is to support the program, but the program that is set up to help so many children, many children that may not have something to do or a place to go, or their gifts have not been recognized and utilized, or the babies, right. They may not even know that there's an interest that they would have in this until they've been exposed to it. So I encourage you, please get a hold of the woman of God and let the Lord do what he does. Let him do what he does. Amen, amen, amen. Beloved, is there anything else you would like to share with us? We've got a minute or so left here. Is there anything else you would like to share?
Well, I did want to say briefly, for those of you who might be questioning, the word Aliyah is actually a Hebrew word, and it means to elevate. So something that the Lord laid on my heart was that we will not only be elevating students in the regards to their artistry as artists, but we will also be elevating their lifestyles as citizens of our community. So I'm just praying that something I said today blessed you all and that has elevated you as well. And I hope to hear from you guys. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. And whatever you need, if we can provide it, we would surely do our best to do so.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, beloved. Thank you to all of my listeners. Excuse me. Thank you so very much. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our time, but meet us back here again next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. God bless you. Have an awesome,
Amen.
Awesome weekend. Amen. Excuse me.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.